What is Quawar? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science, and this is Scratching the Surface. Out beyond Neptune lies a whole playing field of a variety of icy bodies, including Pluto. But something else lies just beyond Pluto's orbit, discovered in 2002. Here lies Quawar, a planetoid that is 6 billion kilometers away. That's a billion kilometers more distant than Neptune is from the Sun. It takes Quawar about 288 years to go once around the Sun. Suffice to say, you wouldn't be able to enjoy any birthday parties there. So why the name Quawar? It is named after the creation deity of the Native American Tongva tribe of Los Angeles. Quawar's size and volume remain a bit of a mystery, though. It is greater in volume than all known asteroids combined. Researchers suspect that Quawar is made up of low-density rock and ices, not unlike that of a comet. Quawar's mass is about one-third that of the entire asteroid belt. It's also very reddish in color, as much as ground-based telescopes and even the Hubble Space Telescope could make out. The reddish color means that probably water ice and irradiated methane forms what's called hydrocarbons. In 2007, researchers announced that Quawar had a tiny moon. It is now named Wewat. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface with Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager, is produced in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You can find more episodes at kuaf.com.